Golden Boys, written by Sonia Hartnett and read by David Vitusius. With their father, there's always a catch. The truth is enough to make Colt take a step back. There's always some small cruelty, an unpleasant little hoop to be crawled through before what's good may begin. Here is a gift, but first you must guess its colour. Colt's instinct is to warn his brother, "Bastian, don't," as if away from a cliff's edge or some quaggy sinkhole. But doing so risks leaving him stranded, alone, like someone fallen overboard in the night, watching a boat full of revellers sail on. Bastian will want to play. Their mother will say, in her voice of reined-in dismay, "It's just a bit of fun." As the eldest, he gets to guess first, so he guesses blue. Their father shakes his head happily. "Nope. Baz?" Bastian is prone to birdiness, his whole world one of those plastic kitchens in which girls make tea from petals and water. He guesses yellow, as though it's perfectly possible their father would bring home for his two boys a bicycle coloured yellow. "Nope again." Their father is cheered rather than nonplussed by this attempt. "Colt?" Already Colt feels they've run out of colours. "Green?" "Not green. Your guess, Baz." Colt lets his shoulders fall. He looks at his mother, who is lingering by the leather recliner where their father would be sitting if he wasn't standing by the mantelpiece conducting this game. She wears an apron, like a mother on a television show, and doesn't look at him, although she surely feels it, his stare that is leaden even to him. And it happens again, like the clear tinging of a bell. The eerie moment when a truth breaks from the green depths into sunlight. She'll ignore Colt for the rest of his life, if the choice is between her husband and her son. His mother will cling tight to the rail of the boat. Bastian saying, "Spotty?" And Colt, dazed, stares down at his own feet. He wonders if this is what growing up is, this unbuckling of faith, this isolation. He is only 12, but he's not afraid. He is old enough. He looks at his brother, laughs rustily. "Spotty? Baz." Bastian lifts his face. "Why not? Have you ever seen a spotty bike? I mean, all different colours." Colt shakes his head. His brother can be unbelievable. It's not spotty. "Who knows?" cries their father, reeling them back. "Who knows what's possible? But it isn't spotty. Your guess, Colt." Colt rummages for colours. He can't remember any they've already nominated. Feels only an indignation which, if it had a colour, would be a swampy scarlet. "I don't know. I give up."
"If you give up, you mightn't get the bike."
"Don't give up, Collie!"
Bastian bounces on his toes. Colt draws a breath. He wants to shout at his father that he doesn't care, that no bicycle is worth this humiliation, that he's not some prideless puppet. His mother has turned to him, her gaze reaching across the water, willing him to guess again. He swallows, as if it were icy air and salt water, her refusal to share or even acknowledge his affront. "It doesn't matter," he wants to yell. "I can be alone." He's not yet that courageous, but he will be.